However, last time we learned the third perek of Tanya, where the third perek of Tanya basically spoke about the portions of the neshama, which end up corresponding to the spheros, but there are not seven spheros, there are 10. They're the top three, Chachma, Bina, and Da'as. And then there are the seven, right? The top three are called the Imos, and then the seven are called the Kefulos, which are all the things that we would call Midos. And for the Alter Rebbe, the Midos are all derived from Ahava and Yirah, right? Ahava and Yirah are like the chief ones, and everything emerges from them. Within Chachma, Bina, and Da'as, we also spoke about how Chachma is like that blast of initial inspiration. Bina is when you apply it, and Da'as is when you feel like a real kesher, a real connection to that idea. Now, the trick about the fourth perek is we are going to be introduced to idea of levushim. Levushim are, so to speak, like the clothing that these ideas have, which means the way that we can use them. These ideas, in terms of the spheros, can be used by us, or can be understood by us, can be apprehended by us through the notions of machshava, dibor, maaseh. So each of these things we could get by thinking about it, by speaking about it, and maaseh, and doing the actions. So when I have the machshava and dibor and maaseh, and when I do all the taryag mitzvos that way, so in that sense, I am connecting to God. Okay, the Zohar writes that the 613 mitzvos, so to speak, represent the 613 attributes of Hashem. When you understand all the mitzvos, and when you speak about all the mitzvos, machshava, dibur, and maisa, when you put those mitzvos that are a maisa of all, when you put them into action, what you are doing is you are directly connecting to God. The end of Perek Daled gives the famous mashal about how if you meet the king, right, we'll call him Charles III, Lahavdol, and you meet Charles, and he's wearing a bunch of coats, and he has like his shirt on and his sweater and coats and coats. And if you give him a hug, right, you're hugging the king, even though the king is completely melubash. The king has many different garments around him. Right? If the king hugs you, the king is completely connecting to you, even though there are lots of these garments around. Right? So when we connect to the mitzvahs of the Torah, to the Taryag mitzvahs, when we do them with machshava, dibur, and maaseh, so in that way, we are actually apprehending the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a direct way. Now, just a few technical points in this Perek of Tanya. The Alter Rebbe writes that when you can get all of the parts of Torah that are attainable, there are certain mitzvahs that are completely non-practical. Like Ben Sora Mora, never happened, never will happen. The Alter Rebbe writes elsewhere, Rav Schacht actually likes to quote this, that we have to realize as much as we can understand of Torah and mitzvahs, which correspondingly means as much as we can understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, but God is greater than anything we can, right, connect with, anything that we can apprehend. So that's why we have these mitzvahs that are not practical at all. The Alter Rebbe also writes that when we do the mitzvahs, b'ma'aseh, and by dibur, his lashon is b'dibur shu tal b'torah k'nege kulan. Right? Dibur means tal b'torah. It happens that the Alter Rebbe paskins in Shulchan Aruch that you only completely fulfill the mitzvah of tal b'torah if you articulate the words. If you just think, you do not have a complete kiyum of tal b'torah. This is a large question about whether you recite Birchas HaTorah on Hirhor B'Divrei Torah, right? But the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch that you only are mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah completely when you have dibur. That's the next part. Actually, when you see Rav Shechter learn, he's always saying the words, right? It's actually good for your memory. It's like, say the words in an audible sort of way. That's the way you perform the mitzvahs. All of these things, he notes, that Ahava is the shorish of all the Ramach mitzvahs essay. Remember, there's 248 mitzvahs essay, which correspond to the Ramach Evarim. There are 365 mitzvahs los essay, which correspond to the Shasai Gidim. Ahava is the source of all the mitzvahs essay. Yira is the source of all the mitzvahs los essay. This is what the Ramban has in the Perush and Parshas Yisro, on the Aseres HaDibros, right? The reasons of the Ramban why essay is docha los essay is because ahava is a more powerful midah than yira, right? Ahava is a more powerful midah than yira. Within yira, the Alter Rebbe writes that there are two types of yira that he speaks about. One type of yira is ki yare limrod b'melach malchei amloch makadosh baruch hu. You're scared to rebel. The Alter Rebbe never says that I'm scared of the onesh I'll get. Just that I'm scared of rebelling. I want to be a good citizen. Then there is a yira penimis, which is shemisboshish migadluso. Lamros enek vodo v'lasos harabe enav kotoa v'asa shemesher sane. Right? The yira, higher yira, is awe, misboshesh migad luso. You're in awe of how great Hashem is. Right? Usually we speak about yiras ha'onesh and yiras ha'romamos. The Alter Rebbe's take a slightly different. Instead of yiras ha'onesh, he just has fear to rebel, not because I'll be punished, but because I don't rebel. On some level, what the Alter Rebbe emerges with is that on some level, these levushim are a greater kiyum than everything else, right? Because the levushim are my way of actually apprehending HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam himself is less machshava tfisa beklal. We can't understand what God is at all. But through the Levushim, even though I don't understand that, I am connecting to Hashem. Right? And when I learn Torah, so parts of God are penetrating my mind. That means there are parts of God. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hu v'chachmaso echad. So part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now into my mind. I am enveloping the Ribbono Shel Olam. At the same time, the Ribbono Shel Olam is enveloping me. And these are some of the very broad themes in the Alter Rebbe Perek Dalet. Right, that's what he writes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod b'atzom les machshava tfisa beklal, but when it is mislabeshes b'torah u'b'mitzvos, az he tfisa behen. Right, when the Ribbono Shel Olam essence is milubash in Torah and mitzvos, so then we tfisa behen, then we have some grounding, we can grab onto it, and that's something I know Sophia likes to speak about, coming attractions. So one of the coming attractions is going to be understanding what tfisa in the Ribbono Shel Olam means, and this I think is just an overview of Perek Dalet of Tanya. 1 second. Okay, I think that's what we those are the points I wanted to make. Okay, Chevra, thank you for listening. Any